This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow. Earlier, the Lok Sabha today passed the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to increase the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. In May this year, President Draupadi Murmu had promulgated an ordinance in this regard. The Lok Sabha was adjourned several times today amid protests by opposition parties over several issues. When the House met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill. He said under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the mantra of reform, perform and transform is being effectively implemented. The minister said that the bill is an important step in that ongoing reform process within the judicial sector. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, presiding officer Krishna Prasad Tenity tried to take up the legislative business amid opposition uproar. Minister of Statistics and Programme Implementation Rao Inderjeet Singh introduced the Indian Statistical Institute Bill 2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026. The opposition members came to the well demanding Union Home Minister Amit Shah to reply over the alleged police action during students' protest over the knee issue. The presiding officer urged the members to go back to their seats. Amid the pandemonium, the Lok Sabha was adjourned twice. Rajya Sabha today passed the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill. The bill aims to further amend the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Act 2006. BJP candidate Satendra Bhai Patel has won the Manjalpur Assembly by-poll in Gujarat. Mr. Patel defeated his Congress rival Bika Bhai Rabari by over 30,000 votes. The by-poll was held after the seat fell vacant due to the death of BJP MLA Yogesh Patel. The counting of votes are also underway for the by-elections in Bihar's Bankipur Assembly constituency and Madhya Pradesh's Datia Assembly seat. In Bankipur, Jan Suraj Party candidate Prashant Kishore is leading over BJP's Neeraj Kumar Sinha by over 13,800 votes after 24 rounds of counting out of 31. The by-election for the seat was necessitated after BJP President Nitin Nabin vacated the assembly seat following his election to the Rajya Sabha. In Datia, Ghanshyam Singh of Congress is ahead of Ashutosh Tiwari of BJP by over 12,000 votes. The seat became vacant due to the disqualification of Rajendra Bharti. Voting for by-poll to the three constituencies was held on the 30th of last month. Ministry of Road Transport has provided a draft notification proposing an amendment to the Central Motor Vehicles Rules 1989 to bring two-wheeled road ambulances for emergency medical care. The ministry also issued a draft notification proposing amendments to the Central Motor Vehicles Rules 1989 for the phased implementation of vehicle-to-vehicle V2V communication systems in motor vehicles. It said that the V2V communication will help to line up crucial information that can provide advance warnings to drivers or vehicle systems in safety critical situations, including sudden braking, forward collision risk, unsafe lane changes, and the approach of emergency vehicles. India has achieved over 5 lakh Aadhaar-verified organ donation pledges within 3 years since the launch of the digital pledge portal in 2023. Addressing the 16th Indian Organ Donation Day event in New Delhi, Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, today highlighted that organ transplants in India have risen to over 20,000 per year over the past 12 years. In Odisha, the flood situation is steadily improving with water receding in all major rivers and their tributaries, including Mahanadi. The Hirakud Dam authorities have reduced flood water discharge after a decline in reservoir inflow. Our correspondent reports that the state government has announced financial assistance for damaged houses and crop losses as restoration gathers pace. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that negotiations with Iran to take place through intermediaries are scheduled to take place today. Speaking to reporters on board Air Force One, Mr. Trump confirmed that discussion channels were active. He revealed that diplomatic engagements involving Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar and Iran led him to halt what was originally planned as a massive attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.